Welcome to episode 95 of the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim from BrightFlux. As a certified Snowflake user, my goal is to provide you with comprehensive learning materials to help you ace your certification exam. Today, we're delving into a crucial topic for Snowflake users: cloning and replication in Snowflake. Let's start with cloning. Cloning in Snowflake allows you to create an exact instantaneous replica of your databases, schemas, and tables without the added time and computational expense of copying data. This feature is particularly useful for testing, development, and data recovery scenarios. When you clone an object, Snowflake retains the shared disk architecture, meaning the cloned object doesn't consume additional storage space until changes are made. One of the greatest perks of cloning is its simplicity. You can clone an object by executing a simple SQL command: create clone. For instance, to clone a database, you'd run create database clone. It's important to understand that cloning preserves the structure and data of the original object, but they operate independently moving forward. Now, let's focus on replication. Replication in Snowflake is designed to enhance data sharing across different regions or across Snowflake accounts. This is especially beneficial for global organizations that require data availability across geographical boundaries. Replication allows for the exact copying of databases or schemas, ensuring consistent data across multiple environments. The process involves configuring a primary account and one or more secondary accounts. The primary account holds the source data, while the secondary accounts receive replicated data. One key feature here is Snowflake's zero copy cloning technique, which ensures efficient use of storage during the replication process. To set up replication, you need to follow these steps. 1. Enable replication on the source objects. 2. Establish replication between the primary and secondary accounts. 3. Perform the initial replication. And finally, 4. Monitor and manage the replication process. Each step is crucial for ensuring a seamless and efficient replication. In terms of best practices, it's imperative to regularly monitor replicated data for consistency and performance issues. Additionally, managing access roles and privileges across replicated data sets is vital for security and compliance. In conclusion, mastering cloning and replication in Snowflake is fundamental for data management, disaster recovery, and global data availability strategies. With today's insights, I hope you feel more prepared to tackle these topics in your Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification exam. Thanks for joining me on this journey through the intricate world of Snowflake. Until next time, keep exploring, learning, and growing your Snowflake skills.